Governor of the great state of Alaska, Sarah Palin. Thank you for coming to our town.
Governor Sarah Palin received a warm welcome Wednesday afternoon during her first visit to Wrangell. Wranglites crowded Chief Shakes Island at the Wrangell Harbor to witness Palin sign House Bill 151 into legislation. The bill extends the statewide boating safety and education program for another year. The signing comes during National Safe Boating Week, which is used by the U.S. Coast Guard to promote boating safety awareness. Wrangell Representative Peggy Wilson, Mayor Don McConaghy, Wrangell Assembly members, and the U.S. Coast Guard were on hand for the signing.
This program is needed. It is so vital in a state like Alaska, as vast as Alaska, and with so many of our residents so dependent on boats for their transportation and their recreation and their livelihood.
During the ceremony, Palin referred to her commercial fishing days to express the importance of the program.
My husband Todd and I were commercial fishermen in Bristol Bay, and when we talk about boating safety and we're trying to get our kids and other kids to understand the great respect that you have to have for the waters in Alaska. The water is so powerful, and the water will win if you do not do all that you can in terms of being careful, remembering that kids, especially kids, don't float.
The Boating and Safety Education Program was created in 2000 in response to the state's high number of boating deaths. Alaska has one of the highest boating fatality rates in the nation. Bill 151, which was sponsored by MATSU Representative Mark Newman, will keep the program running through 2011. The program would have been over if the bill wasn't signed due to a sunset clause from previous legislation.
That would be extremely unfortunate because Alaska would no longer be eligible for the federal funding that allows the program to work, since the boating fatality rate has dropped almost 50%.
Mike Folkerts is the recreational boating safety specialist for the 17th Coast Guard District in Juneau. He says the next step is to eliminate the clause from the bill and improve the Coast Guard's Kids Don't Float program.
Children grow up wearing life jackets, and it becomes almost a rite of passage to be able to take that off. You're a man when you don't have to wear your life jacket anymore. But we all know that wearing your life jackets helps save lives. So it's important to be a man and wear a life jacket.
After signing the bill, Palin viewed Tlingit art and culture during a tour of Chief Shake's tribal house. Then she mingled with Wranglites, taking pictures and signing autographs. Wrangell was the second stop of a busy day for Palin. She was in Petersburg earlier to sign House Bill 215 that lifts salary scale restrictions for hiring out-of-state teachers. The bill was sponsored by Representative Wilson. As for her trip to Wrangell, Palin says she enjoyed it, even though it was short.
You know, Wrangell is a wonderful community, as evidenced right there by all those very, very respectful, kind, interested students who showed up for such a ceremony. I think that really paints a nice picture of this community and really the community's commitment that they have to the younger generation of Alaskans that are our future.
As for visiting Wrangell in the future,
Coming back anytime soon?
I would love to. I would absolutely love to. So we'll invite ourselves if we must, and we'll come back.
Reporting from Wrangell, I'm Tony Gorman.